Yo, what's up? 11:08 a.m. Time for me to get up, make this day happen. Jacqueline has already gotten up and gone to work, so I'm here by myself. She doesn't go to work every day, but she had a quick job, writing job, which ends today. And but it just makes me feel more like a piece of shit for being in bed when I know she's already out there. So I better get to it. Make this day productive. So when we see each other later, I could be like, well, I went and saw Jurassic World. So that's a lot. I'm still processing that experience. And I understand you went and earned money. Well, that's also rewarding, I guess. It is my plan to see Jurassic World later, but I will get I'll do something productive. Oh, let's look at the news. I don't know what to fucking tell you. A six-figure salary is considered low income in San Francisco, and the threshold is rising. Well, guess I'm not moving to San Francisco. And what's that mean, and rising? So they're going to be like, oh, if you're a millionaire, that's no... Yeah, that's not enough. You need to be a billion... This is the billionaire city. Let's put them all in one city. Let's put all the billionaires in one city. And then we know where they are. Although those are the tech billionaires, which is like a weird thing where they're like progressive, but not at the same time. They're like, oh, we want universal health care, but we also won't pay our workers enough to live. Well, that's Amazon. I don't even know if Jeff Bezos wants universal health care. I don't know what his deal is. But there's still a, they sell out our information and all this stuff. But let's get all the, you know, it's like make all the billionaires live in one place. Put the Mercers and the Koch brothers in over in that fucking, George Soros too. You telling me George Soros wouldn't get along? All the billionaires get along with each other. So why not just have them all live in the same city? And then rent will go down. Maybe in New York. If there's no billionaires here, oh, it would be fantastic. Because that's who buys up all the real estate. And then they don't even live in it. At least that's what I heard somewhere. I don't know if it's true. Oh, but I like San Francisco. It's a bummer that you can't live there. Although, maybe it's... If I move to California and I move to San Francisco, although it is a better city than Los Angeles, it's a city. There's buildings and people walking and shit. Let's see. U.S. court dismisses climate change lawsuit against top oil companies. Oh, sure. Why not? I mean, I guess we're going to make it, right? All of us, with the climate change happening, we can probably live out the rest of our lives with just shit being weird. And then what, the next generation? Like the kid, unless you're listening to this and you're in like first grade, then maybe not you. If you're playing this in your car and you got your little child there, you're a parent, then maybe you didn't think that all the way through. But they might be fine. They're figuring out how to suck plastic out of the ocean, I heard. So who knows? Chicago bar bans Make America Great Again hats. Yes. Good for them. I see people wearing those hats every once in a while here in New York. I'm assuming they're tourists or they're just looking to get a rise out of people. But you could just see it in their face. They wear it like with this smirk of like, look at me, I'm wearing this hat. And it's like, you can't wear the hat if you're going to smirk, dude. You gotta act like it's not even there. If you wear a hat and you're trying to be like cool, it ain't cool if you know that hat's on your head. If you're like thinking about it. Then the hat's wearing you. But Doesn't matter even if you're cool about it. Can't go into this bar in Chicago. Fuck yeah. I'm all for that shit. I don't. This time for civility is not now. And I've never been civil. I don't know. Oh, civility. I'm not civil. Go fuck your mother. I'm not going to talk about any more Trump stuff. Sorry. I even got off into that. That area. Wells Fargo accused of misconduct again. These Wells Fargo people, they don't have that bank around here in New York. I don't see it. So I never think of them as like the evil bank. I always think Bank of America or Chase. Like JP Morgan Chase. Now that's like, oh wow, they've been that's some sort of evil for a long time. I guess Wells Fargo's been around a long time too, so got that Stagecoach. But they're always getting in trouble. What the fuck, man? Just be a bank. Is it that hard to make money as a bank? People give it to you. And then you give it to somebody else, and then they give you back more. Pull it together, Wells Fargo. Because we can't shut down a bank. That can't fucking happen. We've already figured that out. What do you do if... okay, so the banks are too big to fail. Or so I'm told in a documentary of that title. So there has to be a way to at least shame them. Like have to change their logo to like a pile of dog shit or something. And then say, okay, so now your logo's no longer stated. It's dog shit. And your slogan's Well Fargo. We're a bunch of dumb fucking pieces of dog shit. And you have to greet customers with that. We can't do that. That's not going to be good for business. Well, we got to punish you somehow. And we can't shut you down. You still get to be rich and live really well. Well, not the tellers that have to sit. It's not a perfect solution. But something. They don't get in any trouble. Toys R Us will close for good this week. All right. Thought they were already closed. And those people that lost their jobs are all getting the screws put to them as the, you know, these equity companies raid the pension fund. It's fucking, isn't that a nice end to a toy store? Child finds gun, fires shot in IKEA after customer's gun falls into couch. The only way to stop a kid with a gun, I don't know how that goes. Because they say the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. So, I don't know. Is the kid the good guy with a gun? Or the bad guy with a gun? Maybe there should have been somebody else there with a gun. They could have shot the kid. And that would have proven the whole gun control is no good argument. Well, be careful in the IKEA. Because you don't know who's walking around in that place. Everybody wants a good deal on furniture. And they have everything over there at IKEA. I mean, and you go down in that part where it's just like the crap. Like, you get cheap power strips and lamps and kitchenware. It's amazing. But you got to worry about maybe a kid running around with a gun every once in a while. It happens. It doesn't happen that often. I've never seen it. Supreme Court nixes California law regulating anti-abortion clinics. An anti-abortion clinic? What's that even mean? Is that the place where they lure you in saying, oh, it's we're an abortion clinic, and they're like, don't get an abortion. Don't get it. What's wrong with you? Here, and then they read you some Bible verses. Oh, silly anti-abortion people. I mean, if you're pro life, I don't I ain't mad at you, but come on, dude. Nobody, it's, come on. Just come. That's my counter argument. Come on. I think that's all you need. All right, I'm gonna try to stay centered, and I'm gonna meditate, and I'm gonna try not to just be furious all day and at what's going on in the country. And maybe you do that too. Well, do whatever you want to do. You're probably busy. But I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.